This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Scott Hannon live and on location, Evans County Courthouse, Linton, North Dakota. The hearing for the Dakota Access Pipeline pumping station near Linton, in Evans County, is what's the subject of this hearing at the PSC. Although you can tell by looking at the audience of probably, I'm going to say 400 tops, which is less than they thought, actually, would be here. No sign of any protests. Obviously, some people here who agree and some who disagree. Standing Rock did send a bus up, and according to Chairman Faith, that was with some elders. I'm not able to visit with any of them yet, so I'm not able to determine that, but there is a fair amount of people here. There's a very orderly process to this, and the folks have obviously thought of this, because the question at hand is, should the pumping station expand here, which would allow Dakota Access Pipeline to double the capacity and send oil to markets at a cheaper freight cost and receive more for the oil. So it's an important day. There's no doubt about it. I'll give you an example. Just Emmons County receives nearly $1 million a year because of that pump station and the pipeline. $1 million a year. So to double it obviously means more, and it's more for everybody. In addition to the fact it's good for our industry, it's good to get that the price differential down. And so what we're all hoping is that we can avoid a very challenging time in North Dakota's history last go around, and that of course was with the many protests, eco-terrorism, extreme environmentalists, you name it, vandalism, illegal protests on government land, and just garbage left behind, and a real sad time that really put the fear of God in many neighbors, from people that were there and trespassing. And it was a very challenging time, and nobody wants to see that repeated. So my hope today, as we get through this hearing, that it doesn't have to go into a second day. They get all they need to hear today, and do so with, yes, disagreement. There are people that want this and don't want it and going to use this as an opportunity to try and relitigate the original pipeline. But, the question at hand is what it is. And so Public Service Commission Chairman Brian Crocious is listening. Julie Liffrig, Public Service Commission member, and Randy Christman are listening. There's an administrative law judge who kind of runs the show today. And then you have lawyers on each side. Tim Purdon, well-known Democratic former U.S. attorney for Obama, from the Standing Rock folks on one side. And, of course, Dakota Access Pipeline has Lawrence Tribe, who's a prominent local attorney, and their attorneys as well on the stage. So I'll turn it over. What we're going to do today is take as much of this as we possibly can while there's something worth listening to, actual testimony or whatever. When they get to the question and answer portion of the impeachment hearing, we're rolling on that, and we'll give you the highlights of that. So stay tuned for all that coming up right here today. And pardon my golf voice, but I don't want to disturb the hearing. So let's go in there and listen into what's happening.
It's all about. In we use a standard of minimal impact. That's straight from the law. You heard the judge talk about that at the beginning, that the goal of the Siting Act is to develop the resources we have in an orderly fashion with minimal impact. It's important to note that that isn't no impact. It's minimal impact. And so a bulk of the hearing today will be focused on getting information into the record so that we can make the best decision to ultimately determine whether this project is going to be developed in a way that has minimal impact and allows North Dakota to continue developing the resources we have, allowing for reliable energy resources for our state and the nation, while also minimizing the impact to the environment and the people. So thank you for being here, because you're an important part of us trying to reach that important balance. And I look forward to hearing from many of you. It feels very formal once you take the witness stand. Just think about, you're just talking to us. I mean, ultimately, the three of us are those people that will be making the decision. So you're just sharing your thoughts, your ideas, your concerns with us. And that's all it is. It doesn't have to be a formal process in that regard. So thank you for being here. Looking forward to a productive hearing.
That's Julie Fedorchik. Now the chairman, Brian Crocious.
As well. I'm looking forward to a constructive day, a productive day in terms of the information that will be presented. And if you look at this from the eyes of a commissioner, what we're doing is we are listening to the various witnesses that will step forth today, provide testimony, and we'll be gathering information as we go. We'll be asking a lot of questions. And what we're really trying to do is to have the appropriate amount of information to be able to go back to Bismarck and do our work at the state capitol in terms of what happens after the hearing. And what happens after the hearing, there are a number of work sessions that will likely be held, and we'll go through everything that we heard today, as well as the application that's on file, as well as the information already provided by the intervener in the case, Standing Rock, and obviously with the company and the public, which is one of the most important aspects of why we conduct these hearings. It is part of statute that we conduct these hearings in the county in which the facility will be located. That is Emmons County. That's why we're here. That's in law, and that's why the location was chosen. So I know a lot of you traveled a considerable distance to get here. It is a work day for everyone. This happens to be my job, but you're apart from your job today in many cases. So thank you for taking the time to be here with us. So, again, I just want to emphasize that I think leading up to this, I've had good conversations with a number of people, and I've been asked, what do you think the day is going to be like? And I told them I'm very optimistic, and I look forward to a really good day, and I truly do. So if that happens, then everyone's heard. And everyone is heard effectively, and that's an incredibly important part of the process. So thank you to law enforcement for everything that you've done today. Greatly appreciate that. And our staff has done a tremendous amount of heavy lifting behind the scenes. A lot of times we're the ones that are interviewed and get to talk, but in addition to the work we do, really the backbone of the commission, regardless of who the three commissioners are, is the staff day in and day out. They just do a fantastic job, and I wanted to give them a big shout out as well. So look forward to hearing from all of you as we progress through the day, and thank you for being here.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Most things, I guess, have probably been said already, but maybe to just reframe a couple things from my perspective. First of all, I want to notice Representative Jeff Magrum from right here in the 28th Legislative District is here. I usually, as a former legislator, like to introduce the legislators that are in the room, but we're usually in a smaller room, and so if I'm not seeing someone, I apologize for that, but thank you for being here, Jeff. We really value your testimony, and I want to emphasize that when I say testimony for a reason, not just using the word opinion. Because if you have opinions but you don't testify, you can't really use them in the case. So I know it might seem intimidating to come up on that stage and subject yourself to cross-examination, but the fact of the matter is if you have opinions and you wait until there's a restroom break and catch us there or call us this evening or something like that, we can't take testimony that way. And so it is important that you voice your opinions through testimony. I'm pointed out I don't see you, but I understand Representative Pete Silbernagel, a former representative, is here somewhere. So thank you, Pete, for being here. And thank you for pointing that out. The testimony that we receive, it's important that it be on point and, as the judge said, not so repetitive. You know, if you want to talk about the occurrences of several years ago when the original pipeline was built, that's really not what we're here about today. If you want to talk about climate change, it's really not what we're here about today. If you have a point, but numerous other people have already made it, just taking more time, reemphasizing the same point over and over again, uses the state's resources, it uses your county's resources to keep things orderly here, and so that's just not really helpful. So it is important that you testify and voice your opinions, emphasizing when you have something new and useful for us. And lastly, I want to point out that when the judge read the things that we consider, and I'm just going to not read the whole things, but a couple of lines out of there, we talk about minimal adverse effects on the environment and the citizens of North Dakota, and minimizing adverse human and environmental impact. Not eliminating those things. Minimizing them.
That's an interesting lane that he is going in, same place that Commissioner Fedorchuk did as well, to say, hey, this doesn't mean there's none. And I think probably anticipating some of the questions that might come up in the testimony. Live from Linton, Emmons County Courthouse, the DAPL hearing continues after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this where it.
When's the last time you had a pork rind, Chad? Been a while.
That's been a while. Yeah.
And munching on a pork rind. I don't know. It sounds good.
You brought pork rinds to the hearing? Only you.
They're a little, They're a little salty. I don't know. No, actually, I'm right outside the hearing, and I have to be kind of quiet. So if I'm whispering, it's because I don't want to disturb the hearing. We'll get back there in Linton, North Dakota, for the Emmons County Courthouse for the Public Service Commission hearing on DAPL and the optimization. We are brought to you today by MyPillow. 30% off.
You sound like you're sleeping on one right now.
I might be. You can get Todd Mitchell Royal Purple, Ocean Blue, Mineral Gray, Stone White, 30% off. Oh, my gosh. With promo code Scott, it's so good. Six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. It's a really good deal. And guess what? They work. It's kind of weird. I know. You have a product, and it actually works what it's supposed to do. It actually dries you off. I know, novel concept. But it is so good. It absorbs like crazy. So you're going to love these. Great Christmas gift, too. Remember that. 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. All right. Let's head back into the hearing and bring you more of the beginning before they get the testimony of each side.
Denied. Are there any other preliminary matters or motions?
Yes, I'm just doing some housekeeping things here.
Yes, Your Honor. As you know, the Public Service Commission will, in these sorts of matters, always provide the applicant with a certification relating to order provisions. That document was submitted to us. It was reviewed by Dakota Access. Dakota Access feels that there should be some changes to the certification. We have agreed to those changes, but what we would like to do is submit this for the record today, but then after the hearing, Dakota Access and the commission staff will get together and put together a more formal document that will, rather than crossing out items, actually delete those items from the document. And I believe Mr. Pelham is in agreement to this.
Mr. Pelham? Thank you, Your Honor. I'm in agreement with Mr. Bender's statements. And just so the commissioners are aware, the certification is largely intact. There are several items, however, that relate to what would ordinarily be easement situations with landowners that are private landowners. In this proposed...
This is the Council for the Energy Transfer Developers of the Dakota Access Pipeline. They have several, but one of the voices that you'll hear today. Todd, do you want to tell us about what you drove to work today while we're waiting for these guys to finish the housekeeping and get started here?
Well, of course, my Schwann Buick all-wheel drive Regal Tourer X. Yeah, I got to have the heated steering wheel. It was 4 below the other morning as I was driving in, so we're going to have a few more of those. But if something a little bit bigger is your thing, the 2019s have got to go because the 2020s are rolling in. If you look at SchwannBuickGMC.com, you're going to find some fantastic deals. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
About 400 folks in Linton, North Dakota, the Emmons County Courthouse for this Dakota Access Pipeline hearing from Public Service Commission. Let's listen to where they're at now.
Amended application only. Thank you.
And one other item, yes, Your Honor, we'd like this certification be marked as Exhibit 12, and we offer it for admission.
Okay. And it is the tentative, or what word would you use to
I think
summarize
it is the certification until we substitute it with a more formal version.
Understood.
If that's
so
okay with you,
Mr.
Pelham.
Yes. I would agree with that. It is the certification relating to order provisions as agreed to. I would note the tree shrub mitigation plan is not included. It's my understanding from the application that there are no trees and shrubs on this land, making it not relevant either. And in the past, the commissioners, we have allowed for that to be omitted in prior certifications related to order provisions.
So I have before me exhibit number 12, which is so marked and unless I hear an objection, admitted.
Well, I haven't had a chance to review it, so I don't know if I have an objection or not, but I don't think that probably matters. So
I'll pass it down.
That was the voice of Tim Purden, who's representing Standing Rock. Sounded a little pouty there. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if it matters that I'm going to object, but I might object.
I understand that the parties have a stipulation as to the other exhibits. Mr. Bender?
Yes, Your Honor. We pre-filed with the commission exhibits 1 through 11. Of course, now that'll be 12. And most of the exhibits that are on the exhibit list of being 1 through 11 are matters that were previously filed with the commission. For example, the application itself, a pre-filed witness sheet, which was indicated the commission indicated that they wanted that filed ahead of time. We did that. There's the Emmons County conditional use permit. There's a map relative to the pump station and nearby structures. There is the SHPO concurrence letter. And then there's an agency consultant matrix. And for those of you who aren't as familiar with this procedure as I or some of the other people on the stage, one of the requirements for making an application under the Siting Act is that you have to make consultation with various agencies in the state of North Dakota. That agency consultation matrix lists all the agencies that were contacted and if there was any response. The other exhibits, 8, 9, 10, and 11, are the pre-filed written testimony of the four witnesses that Dakota Access plans to call in its case in chief. We agreed ahead of time, Your Honor, that we might be able to save some time if we pre-filed that testimony, and so that is what constitutes those four exhibits.
Okay. And there's an agreement as to your exhibits as well?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so, Your Honor. We've got we'll be filing today the pre-filed testimony from Mr. Cooperwitz, Mr. Holmstrom, and Mr. John Eagle. A couple of those exhibits have pre-filed testimony with a resume or CV attached, and those have been pre-filed with the commission. They're on the docket. We would be offering those today into evidence as well.
Okay. If there's no objection, I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through 12.
I still haven't had a chance to look at it, Your Honor.
Okay, we'll hold on.
Okay.
Okay. 1 through 11, and we will admit, well, I'll number as I-1 through I-3 for intervener 1 through intervener 3 for you, Mr. Purdon.
Thank you.
Are there any other matters, motions, or items that need to be brought before me before we begin today? Mr. Bender.
Nothing further.
Mr. Purdon.
I wonder if I could, at a break, talk to Mr. Pelham about some of the markings here. I'm not sure I understand exactly what's going on. Maybe at a break we could do that and come back to this. I don't anticipate an objection, but I'd like to know what I'm looking at first.
Understood.
All right.
Yeah. Anything else, Mr. Pelham?
Nothing further. Yet.
And then we can begin. Mr. Bender, you may call your first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The applicant intends to call Dr. Jeff Macomb. Excuse me, Macomb. Macomb.
My understanding. Mr. Macomb, please come to the table up here on the stage. Is it Macomb or Macomb?
Macomb.
Macomb.
My understanding of the next guest is that he is a rather renowned economist. And this is interesting because they're not going to be talking about technical things related to the pump station expansion in Linton, but rather about the overall economic impact of the project. So I'm curious to hear this. We'll do that when we come back. And by the way, procedural things happening in Washington, the impeachment hearings there too, opening statements, so stay tuned.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance. InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of President Trump's biggest foes on Capitol Hill says the impeachment inquiry is worthwhile, even if President Trump remains in office at the end of it. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff telling NPR the process might deter Trump from further misconduct. Schiff's Intel Committee holding the first public hearing this morning in that House inquiry. It is expected to look into concerns that the president pushed Ukraine's president to publicly launch an investigation of Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking of Biden, a former Democratic presidential candidate has thrown his support behind the former VP, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, saying this morning,
I'm going to support him. I'm going to do everything I can for him in the early states and in the Midwest to help him become the nominee and beat Donald Trump.
He spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
North Dakota. Ammons County Courthouse coverage today of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and impeachment hearing. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell and Scott Hannon. I am broadcasting live from the courthouse main entrance corridor, I think, at one point, but it's now a kind of a little used access, but away from the hearing, so I'm talking a little quietly. We're brought to you in part today by Mineral Tracker. Do you have mineral rights? Are you being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals? Well, before you do anything, you have to talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker, because supporting mineral owners is the primary focus at Mineral Tracker. That means making sure you get the best price for your minerals, period. They have experts. If you're looking to sell, talk to Joel, Jeff at Mineral Tracker. MineralTracker.com or 833-842-2924. 842-2924. Complex mineral management is their wheelhouse. They're great at it. Okay, we have Dr. Jeff Mackholm testifying right now. Evidently a renowned economist from Boston on the economic impacts of this. And let's go to that live.
Draw attention to one or two in particular. First, in 2011, it was the last time I dealt with the issue of pump stations on a major crude oil pipeline. I was retained by the state of Alaska to oppose positions of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline owners, which the majors of which are BP, Conoco, and Exxon, on a proposal by those companies to upgrade the various pump stations on that pipeline to electrify. And through a unwise engineering project, the state and some other oil companies who use that pipeline as shippers objected to the costs of that electrification. And we were successful in getting the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the commission in Alaska to approve the disallowance of $550 million of pump station upgrade costs, which, to, in my understanding, is the largest disallowance of costs for imprudence in the FERC's history.
And Dr. Mackham, let's turn next to the Exhibit B. Was Exhibit B prepared by you?
Exhibit B was prepared by Mr. Justin Krenstad, the geological engineer and director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. I included it as my Exhibit B because it usefully pictures what's going on in the content of a number of things in my testimony.
And let's go on then to, well, can you just very briefly, very, very briefly, just discuss how Exhibit B, Mr. Kringstead's exhibit or document that he prepared for another matter. How does that summarize your testimony?
Thank you. Exhibit B contains information that I already know from other sources, but it presents it in a useful way. I know the position of the Bakken field in the Williston Basin, and I know from various sources the way in which there are the various projections in the market and from other sources about what this basin can produce. However, Mr. Krinstad put together the historical production from this basin, the tenfold increase based on history and projections of oil production from this basin, and shows also the various modes of moving that oil to market, either pipelines or rail. And particularly with respect to this case and this pipeline, Dakota Access, it shows the increase in pipe capacity starting in June of 2017, and it also shows the role that the optimization project will play in further moving oil out of this basin in a bullet line to Patoka and south on Dakota Access and its affiliates lines to the major refining areas in the Gulf.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit C. Is that an exhibit that you prepared?
That's an exhibit that was also prepared by Mr. Krinstad of the Pipeline Authority here in North Dakota.
Okay, and what's the takeaway for the PSC on Exhibit C?
Exhibit C shows rail shipments out of this region for North Dakota oil. And to a certain extent, that's information that's also contained in Exhibit B, because rail shipments are also apparent on that exhibit. And what two things that it shows that I think are useful. One is the extent to which rail, which is an expensive, more dirty, less safe route for oil out of North Dakota, has dropped precipitously from the 2014-15 era. But it also shows an uptick in rail shipments out of North Dakota starting in late 2017 and early 2018, which, flipping back to Exhibit B, you can see as an excess demand for shipping out of this region that the pipelines existing at that date could not serve. So the drop in oil through rail and the increase in oil through rail on that exhibit I thought were useful to highlight in my testimony.
And then finally, Dr. Ackum, in your opinion, is the pipeline optimization a good idea?
Yes, I think it's a very good idea. And I would put it two ways. The first has to do with the role of Bakken, which is unique in the world. The tenfold increase in Bakken oil production that Mr. Krinstad shows in Exhibit 2 that I provide is the consequence of America's longstanding, meticulous, and useful federal interstate regulation of our oil and gas pipelines. We have a much longer history of regulating these kinds of transportation routes than any other country in the world, and we do it exceedingly well. And to the extent that we provide for reliable and low-cost pipeline transport, we facilitate the monetization of resources like the Bakken Field. We've known since the 1970s that there's a great deal of oil there, but it was always out of reach technologically. It was too far from market, and it was too hard to extract. But because we are so good in this country at planning and routing safe transport access through pipelines, we've facilitated the monetization of the Bakken Field. That's a reflection of the way in which we regulate pipelines effectively at the federal and state level, and the role in the Bakken Field is unique in the world in that respect. It's a pillar of new oil industry production made possible by the meticulous regulation of the pipelines that we do in this country, as opposed to any other country. Second, that's just Bakken and pipelines, but this particular pipeline, Dakota Access and the optimization, provide a new route, a bullet to Patoka, Illinois, and south, Patoka is one of America's great oil industry hubs. It vies with Cushing as one of the two great places where oil transport has happened in the United States for more than a century. To provide a bullet access of efficient pipeline transport to Patoka, with its great resources in the upper Midwest, including refineries, provides benefits not just to the upper Midwest, but to everybody along this route as it heads in the most direct way to market for North Dakota oil. This route and the efficiency of it provides for a higher price in North Dakota, more money for those who produce North Dakota oil, greater tax revenues in North Dakota, and a greater access to everybody along the line, including in Illinois and the refineries in the upper Midwest, as a result of this original pipeline and the optimization.
I have no further questions. We tender the witness for cross-examination.
Mr. Purdon.
Thank you, ALJ Dawson. Mr. Macomb, good morning. Dr. Macomb, good morning. I just had a few questions. I don't think very lengthy from me with you this morning. We're here because the PSC is determining whether or not to grant this amendment to build this pump house here in Emmons County, but also a result of that will be the increased capacity from 570,000 barrels a day to 1.1 million barrels per day. That's your understanding of why we're here today, correct?
Correct.
Right. And as I take your pre-filed testimony, your testimony here this morning, that this expansion of capacity is needed because of there's a future need for this because of increases in oil production in the Bakken.
The need relates to the market for oil,
sure,
and the demand for this kind of oil along that kind of route that this pipe and expansion will serve. Yes.
Right. Right. But just to be clear, if there wasn't going to be more oil to move to market, we wouldn't need to expand the capacity of the pipeline, correct?
Let me parse your question just for a second, Mr. Purdon. You used the word need in there. The need that we're satisfying here is the market's demand that provides the incentive. That's the need that the way I'm using it.
Yeah.
You use the need in another context.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say that moving oil through pipelines in the United States is a private concern with private investor funds. And the risk that those funds will be usefully put in place and pipelines will pay for themselves is a function of the private decisions of those who will sign up for the oil transport and use those facilities. And so with the commitments that are already in place and with the prospect for increased oil production in this region, which is a widespread known set of projections, and the demand for processing and refining that in the Gulf and in the upper Midwest where the refineries are, this pipeline and the expansion meets that need.
Right. So I was using need, as you suggested, slightly differently. The pipeline is here requesting the commission to act because they feel they need more capacity on the pipeline. That's what I'm talking about. That the capacity is currently of 570,000 barrels per day is going to be insufficient in the future to ship all the oil that they might be asked to ship. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with the way you put it. The pipeline is serving the market.
Sure.
And the need comes from the producers and the users of oil. And the pipeline company builds its facilities to meet that need.
Okay.
They don't need to build a pipeline. They're simply serving the market in a way that they think is useful.
This is a fascinating conversation. I could listen to this economist all day long, even if it was reading out of the phone book, because that's one heck of a voice. Sounds like something from a movie or something. But no, he's good, knows what he's talking about, and these are important points. Tim Purdon, cross-examining him on behalf of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, the economist from Boston, on the pipeline project. Back with more of it live in Linton, North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind after this.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Concrete. We drive on it, walk on it, and depend on it for foundation, where we live and work. Yet, we take concrete for granted. If you thought concrete was maintenance-free, think again. In our northern climate, with freezing, thawing, cooling water, de-icing chemicals, and salts, our concrete takes a beating. You've seen what that can do to your investment over time. But a few easy steps can make your concrete last. Check it out at ndconcrete.com. That's ndconcrete.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Live in Linton, North Dakota. Back to the testimony in the Dakota Access Pipeline hearing. Tim Purdon is cross-examining the attorney, actually economist for Energy Transfer that has been brought in for this to talk about it, and really trying to get into, you know, do you really need this extra capacity in the pipeline? So let's listen in.
The development of this field and how oil gets out of this field. So it's both information I get from the company and information I know to be true from other sources.
And is that the same true in the middle of that paragraph? I understand that Dakota Access has experienced a substantial increase in demand for transportation. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, that one seems a little bit different. Is that, I understand, based more, is that something you know generally, or is it something that you learned from Energy Transfer Partners?
Both.
Okay. And in the first sentence of the next paragraph, I understand from discussions with company representatives that seven new shippers participated in the December 2018 open season. You see that?
I do.
Is that understanding solely from information from Energy Transfer Partners?
Yes, that's why I put it differently.
Understood. Thank you. So you relied on some publicly available information, some conversations with Dakota Access to reach some of the conclusions in your pre-file testimony.
To reach all of the conclusions in my pre-file testimony.
Even better. I want to direct you now to, besides your CV, you also included two other exhibits, and Mr. Bender asked about them, Exhibit B and Exhibit C. And these are not exhibits you prepared. You testified there from the Pipeline Authority, Mr. Kringstead, and you chose to include these two exhibits.
Yes.
That was your choice.
Yes.
And you did so because you thought they were important and you wanted to share them with the commission.
Yes.
Okay. I want to turn you to Exhibit B. As you talked about, this has a couple different types of information on it. The black line, let's start with the red line. There's a red line that is kind of the top straight line, and that is based on some sort of projection of Williston Basin projection over the next, 15 years. Does that sound right?
25 years.
25 years. If I could do math, I'd be a doctor, right?
We struggle to.
All right. So that is back to my point, which is that is a projection of Bakken production over the next 25 years.
Correct.
And then the black line is a second case projection of less production but still increased production, correct?
Yes.
And the point of your chart here is to show how the various modes of transmission of that oil to market meet that projected demand.
Yes, it's as I described it before.
Yeah.
That comes under the in the context of what I've already described.
Absolutely. Can you read for me the italic portion underneath the dates on the bottom that was put in the original document by the Pipeline Authority?
Yes. Production forecast is for visual demonstration purposes only and should not be considered accurate for any near or long-term planning.
No further questions.
Mr. Pelham.
Thank you. Good morning, Doctor. I don't have a lot of questions for you. I think that your testimony summed up the purpose for your testimony in that one of the aspects that the Commission analyzes in determining questions before it on applications is establishing the need for the proposed facility. Am I correct in understanding that your testimony is primarily based on that? Are you that aspect for the need for the proposed pump stations in this case?
That's correct, Mr. Pellant.
And I think I know the answer to the question, but I just want to establish it for the record. What's your opinion on the need for the proposed pump station?
In the context of need, the way regulators in this nation deal with that term need, there's a need for this pipeline.
All right. Thank you, sir. I don't have any other questions for you.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I don't have any questions for this witness. Thank you.
Commissioner Crosius.
Just have a couple of questions. So you have quite a depth of experience in this area, obviously. And you, in your testimony, referred to that it is safer, more efficient to move crude oil by pipeline versus rail. But from your experience, and this is a question that I grapple with often, how safe is safe? So it's safer than an alternative method of moving the crude, but at what point is it truly safer? What's the ultimate goal?
We have a useful history in this country of more than a century in dealing with interstate oil and gas transport. We do oil and gas a little bit differently under two different federal statutes. But with all of that interstate transport of oil and gas, we have a meticulous and exacting and well-developed series of institutions to promote safety, both with federal agencies to deal with safety, with the Army Corps of Engineers to help with siting, with the Environmental Protection Agency to deal with issues associated with the environment, and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which inherited oil pipelines from the Interstate Commerce.
Interesting testimony from an economist, well-renowned, and has been part of these debates at previous hearings like this in Linton, North Dakota, Evans County Courthouse. In Washington, D.C., in the U.S. House, the House of Representatives are formally considering impeachment of a president in the United States, just the fourth time in the history of the country that's happened. Interesting times in which we live, folks. Brought to you today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, looking for that Be the Buffalo spirit at all.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Cattle, women, and men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids Saturday, November 16th at the Ramada Bismarck. Hear from respected livestock market analyst Corbett Wall and international trade issues from widely recognized Brian O'Shaughnessy. Enjoy a social hour banquet, gun raffle, and auction. Register online at iban.org and tell a fellow livestock producer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.